Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening.
Today my guest is Chris from Essex in the UK. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Hello.
So could you tell us, you know, your story? When were you diagnosed with MS?
Okay, I was diagnosed with MS in 2002, and that came after about 5 or 6 years of going to my GP, only being told that the weird and wonderful symptoms that I was experiencing was due to stress. Which at the time I could sort of understand. I was in quite a stressful industry. I just got that diagnosis in 2002. And I think I did what most people do. I went to trusted Google and I listened to all the negativity, and it was very, very difficult to find anything positive about MS back then. I got swamped really with the what ifs and what's going to happen, and oh my God, this is an incurable, progressive, debilitative illness that's going to change my life for good, you know. And that set off really what I know now as anxiety, because obviously I was worrying about what was going to happen in the future, which led to depression. And actually in May 2007, with my whole world crashing down around my ear holes, and my first wife had started divorce proceedings against me because she didn't really want to be married to someone who was ill, I had a serious attempt to take my life. Obviously, it was an unsuccessful attempt, as you can see. But it was a serious attempt, nevertheless, you know. And that kind of, in a way, although it took quite a long while, it was the jolt, the full stop, the event that I needed to start to take stock of my life. And please, anyone listening to this, I'm not recommending it. I really am not. But I have to talk about it. And it happened for me. But it was the full stop I needed. And I kind of felt that I couldn't get any lower. And I'd hit rock bottom, and I could start to rebuild a life built on solid rock foundations. Do you want to know about after that?
Yeah. So what did you do to get from where you were then, rock bottom, to where you are today? What steps did you take?
Okay, well, I started, I started to get introduced to some really amazing positive people, actually, and organisations because of the situation that I was in, you know. And I started to listen to them. And I started to start to research my illness in a different way. You know, I was looking for people that were inspirational with multiple sclerosis and people that were taking control. I still am quite sceptical about some of the things that get said about this condition. I started to see that there was light at the end of the tunnel. And one of the first things I did, I came across a guy called Dr. Roy Swank, and he devised the first original MS diet. And I did take part in that. But I also discovered a medicine called LDN, because by this time, I'd seen my neurologist in 2008 and he told me that I was now secondary progressive and that there was no medications or anything like that available to me via him, and that there was nothing he could do for me apart from monitoring me on a yearly basis and hope that the pharmaceutical industry comes up with this miraculous cure that he would be able to help me with. But until then, he told me to prepare for life from a wheelchair, because he said the way it was progressing for me, I would be in that chair by 2012. And to all intents and purposes, he was correct. But I had started to change my diet. I'd cut saturated fats to as low as possible. In fact, I cut meat from my diet completely, really, apart from chicken at the time. I was eating chicken, but I wasn't eating red meat. I was taking LDN as well. And I'm not saying that I was particularly seeing any real major benefits. It wasn't miraculous that I was all of a sudden I was starting to feel much better and all that sort of stuff. But I noticed that I didn't feel as if I was getting any worse. And I started to study about the body and how muscles work and how our mind works as well. And I really started to fight back and learn about movement, exercise, stretching. And I started to get movement back into my legs and stuff like that. And the last time that I saw my neurologist, and I can't actually remember what year it was now, I'm going to guess around about, it must have been about 2014, something like that. I've got a new lady in my life and all things are going okay. And the last time I saw my neurologist, after going to see him in that wheelchair, because, you know, when we go to our appointments, the people with broken limbs or walking problems are always positioned in the furthest place away from the car park, where it is in my hospital anyway. So I used to see him in my wheelchair. And the last time I saw him, I walked into his surgery. Yeah. And he was shocked. And he sort of like looked at me and he went, what drugs have I put you on? What drugs is it? And I went, I'm not on any drugs, am I, doctor? You said there was nothing you could do for me. And he looked me up and down and said, you look like you're getting better. What are you doing? And I told him. and I haven't seen him since.
Funny,
I see my MS nurses, but I haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I've been religiously taking LDN, and I can't. Do you know what? I mean, we've known each other for quite a while, really, it's over 10 years. It's definitely over 10 years that I've been taking LDN. And do you know what, Linda? I'm going to say to you, look, you know, I don't know if it's the marvellous thing, but it's, I've never had any bad side effects with it. Things that I notice, I do think it makes a difference to me. I'm not going to stop taking it to find out if there's any effect. But one of the things that I will say to you is that I can't remember the last time I had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to be quite, you know, they all say about, you know, people with MS have got no immune system and everything like that. But I think my immune system is pretty robust, because I don't, and I need to touch some wood, and there's no wood here. But I just, you know, I do get me odd sniffles and bits and pieces like that. But I can't remember the last time that I had a cold or anything like that. And I do put that down to LDN, really. I think it has the effect of enhancing my immune system for some reason. I'm not a medical person. I leave that to people much higher than me to explain that. But I do think it has an effect. I really do, yeah.
So you've gone on to help other people. So tell us about that.
Okay. So, yeah, on that day that I tried to take my life, this little thing sort of tweaked in my head, and it was called Upbeat Life, really. And I've gone on to create a company. We're a CIC, and we support other people with disabilities, many, many different conditions and stuff like that. And we support them in the community. We support them back into employment, actively, either voluntary or paid employment. We're doing, you know, I actually think that we're making a difference for people. And I also personally work with people with physical conditions around their mindset. It's often the language that we're using to ourselves that is holding us back from achieving the thing that we want to achieve. And that's in anything, really, you know, especially illness. You know, I do get quite a lot of haters, especially in MS forums. But that's okay. That's okay. I don't mind that. I really don't mind that. You know, that's their opinion. But I am telling the truth, and it's worked for me. And I'm promoting really is leading a healthy life and putting the best possible nutrition into your body that you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just show people one moment. I'll show them your website. Here we are. This is what you've created.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, we provide proactive, I call them personal enablers, to people with physical and learning disabilities to play an active part in their community in a safe way and help them achieve the goals that they wish to achieve. We also have a supported employment service. I'm hoping to really grow that side of it. And we're getting quite a lot of traction from local authorities and a government department as well. And obviously I do mindset. you know, I don't really like coaching. I'm a therapist. I have many different qualifications. And I work on people, the language that people use when they're talking to themselves that creates these self-limiting beliefs, if you like.
So do you only work with people in Essex, or is it throughout the UK?
Physically, yes. At the moment, it is only Essex, although we have been approached to expand our services into Norfolk, Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire. Did I say Norfolk? Yeah, Norfolk.
Cambridgeshire?
Yeah, Bedfordshire, yeah.
What about Cambridgeshire?
Cambridgeshire would be a good one, wouldn't it? But no, this particular organisation that are looking to send some funding my way want me to expand into them areas. I do work with people on this medium as well. So, you know, effectively for the mindset kind of work, you can be anywhere in the world as long as you've got Zoom or, you know, an internet connection, we can connect. I'm really keen to connect with people, especially, I mean, I'm keen to connect with anyone. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I do like to talk to people with MS, and especially if you're newly diagnosed, because I think if you grab hold of this right at the beginning, you can have a better journey with it.
Yes, it's very scary, very frightening when you're first newly diagnosed, when you know nothing about it and you don't know what path you're going to take. I mean, nobody does anyway, but being positive makes a very big difference. And if you don't get that help and support, you can mentally go down the wrong road. So, you know, I think what you're doing is an amazing job.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. I mean, I think for me, and this is probably going to sound a bit weird, but the major change for me came when I separated myself from MS. I used to talk to people as, I'm Chris with MS, yeah? Sort of, not literally like that, but... Mm-hmm. When I separated myself from this condition, and I said to myself, I am going to live my life with this. You know, this is not going to hold me back. If I want to do something, I'm going to find another way of doing it if I can't do it in the conventional fashion. But when I separated MS from me, and sort of in my mind, MS is that mate that you don't have to see for years. But when he comes to visit you, you just pick it up from where you left off. And he tends to come back and tell me off when I've done something I shouldn't have done. And I've developed that mindset for myself with this condition. So mindset wise, I've removed myself from it. It's outside of my body.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
And it works for me. It works for me.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say to somebody who is newly diagnosed with MS? What would be your advice moving forward?
Well, you just know that they're going to gravitate towards all the negativity. I know that, because there's so much of that out there. And as human beings, we do. But I would strongly suggest to someone who's newly diagnosed, try not to do that. Try to seek out, you know, some positivity with this illness, and there is quite a bit of that out there. And try to lead the healthiest life that you can and try and put the best possible nutrition into your body that you can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe we are only what we consume, and that's through our mouth, through our nose, through our ears and through our eyes. You know, it's what we consume is what we become.
Wow, that's amazing. Really remarkable. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us today, Chris. And perhaps in a year or so's time, we can catch up with you and see what you're doing in the UK and beyond.
I would really love that. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Linda. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.